This is your Zim Minute from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. I am Kips Dube. Our top stories today, Monday, November 25th, 2013. NGOs, government officials and others are attending a three-day meeting in Bulawayo to discuss Zimbabwe's future following the disputed July 31st national elections. The meeting is hosted by the Open Society Foundation for Southern Africa, or OSISA. Amnesty International says Zimbabwe's human rights record remains problematic. The rights group is urging Harare to address issues concerning people's rights in the country for the next 5 years. And Transport Minister Obed Mpofu says over 500,000 vehicles on the country's roads are unroadworthy, adding that a similar number of drivers have no licenses. We analyze what this means for road safety in Zimbabwe. Those stories and more tonight at 7:30 from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And join us for live talk at 8:30 p.m. when we'll take your calls in a discussion about gender-based violence.